Blog Talk Radio.
Love that song, knowing that you're committed to the Lord forever and ever. Why you ask? Because he's committed to us forever and ever. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. I just love that. And I just think he deserved the same in return. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, all by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer, and we'll continue into this week's lesson.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that selection. We'll love him forever and ever, and that's through eternity, and it's about our eternal life. You always teach us. Good afternoon to Pastor Bell and all the listeners. In Galatians 5:22-26, in the King James reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen." I want to thank God for another day. I want to praise the Lord and thank Him for our broadcast and for our pastors and all our listeners. I want to also thank God for the strength that He has given us. I want Him to continue to bless us with strength, with an open heart and an open mind to know that we are preparing for our eternal life, and let us walk and learn everything in the Spirit through the Holy Ghost. May He open up our vessels on a daily. I want to pray for those who are sick, for those who are suffering, for those who are shut in, for those asking to remember them in prayer, and for those who just are lost and don't know that they need prayer and that Christ and God is alive in us. I want to pray for those who are bereaved as well. And I want to rebuke anything that comes up against this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. And may God continue to open up our pastors' hearts and minds for ways that we can get out the word so that you guys and so that we all stay in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, for the beautiful prayer. We're going to jump right into this. I was going to almost crack a joke and ask Pastor, does she feel any older now that she's a day older than she was yesterday? But I thank God for her. Thank God for all of you guys. Yeah. We're talking about being led by the Spirit. And just not any Spirit, but the Spirit of God. And hopefully, this week, like I said, you're going to see Jesus didn't do anything without being led of the Spirit. So let's go to Matthew 4. This will be our first scripture. In Matthew 4, and because, see, you gotta be able to understand God have always expressed His relationship with His prophets, with His believers, and most definitely with His Son. And then the Son expressed his expression in the relationship to the Father. Now, if they do that, then we have to do that. And hopefully you'll see that today. Over in Matthew's 4 and, Matthew 3 and 16 first. Let's go to Matthew 3 and 16. We're going to go to Luke.
Matthew 3 and 16. Read as follows, New King James. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection, and thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for that beautiful prayer. And no, Pastor, I feel the same. Praise the Lord. Don't feel no older. Praise God. To God be the glory. Okay. reading from St. Matthew's, the 3rd chapter and verse 16 from the Message Bible. The moment Jesus came up out of the baptismal water, the skies opened up and he saw God's Spirit. It looked like a dove descending and landing on him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, and there was a loud voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Now, if you just put a pin in there for a moment, you'll see all three was together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Can you see that? See, the Father wasn't doing anything without Christ, and Christ wasn't doing anything without God. The Holy Spirit was playing his part. It says, and actually, this is the doctrine of the Trinity. Means that God is three persons, and yet one, in essence, this passage. All three persons, the Trinity, and presented the, actually, you can see God being active in the baptism. You can see God being active with the Holy Spirit. You can be seeing God being active with the Son. And then you can see all three engaging in each other. But yet, it was one. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So God the Son is baptized, God the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus, and God is one, yet in three persons at the same time. This is one of God in, I guess you would say, like, you can't comprehend it. Incomprehensive mystery. Maybe that's where I should put it. Incomprehensive mystery. Other Bible reference that to speak of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is like in Matthew 28 and 19. We'll go there. Because I want you to see that we're not be trying to do anything without God's direction. So when people are talking about this being led, make sure you're being led by the right spirit. Well, all three is involved in your leadership or you being led.
Amen. In the King James, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by the baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I know y'all all know this, but can I share some light on it? Do you realize all three was present at your baptism?
Amen.
And all three gave their approval at your baptism. All three. And when you were baptized in the Spirit, they all three agreed.
All right. Hallelujah.
But the Father is saying, well, I sent the Son. The Son said, I'm dying for you. The Holy Spirit said, I'm leading you. I'll lead you. See, all three. And we got to start seeing that they were. Well, let me show you. Over there in Matthew's 4 and 4, and we'll go to John in a moment. But let's go to Matthew's 4 and 4. Because don't you see it? Because this is what was going on with Jesus here. So in Matthew's, well, you can go to Luke too. I was going to go to Luke. But that's right. Go to Matthew's 4 and 4.
In Matthew's 4 and 4, it reads as follows. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, "It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of God's, it takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth." Amen.
Awesome. So Jesus answered him with the word of God. Well, why do you think he did that? Because that's what he was living. How do I know that? Go back to the first verse and you'll see it. Read the first verse for me, Al.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, next, Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test. The devil was ready to give it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I want you to know, listen, brothers and sisters, the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Now, I know that's blowing some folks' mind right now. Yeah, God will lead you into areas. And yes, you will be tempted. But you got to know that he's with you.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus quoted the scripture. You know, I'm not worried because God is with me.
Mm-hmm.
Man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So that's what he was doing. He was living by the word, being led.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He wasn't doing it on his own, Evangelist Sharon. He was led. Well, why is you telling us that, preacher? A lot of times God will lead us places. And yes, he'll lead us to be tempted. But that don't mean you yield to temptation. That ain't what that means.
All right.
You will be led. Now, I'm going to tell you, you'll be led into some situation and some predicament.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And the answer is that he depended on the scripture to survive. That's what he did. He depended on the scripture to survive.
Amen.
So, a lot of times you'll see that you're being led into situations. Hey, I could tell you easily it's a test. That's easy to tell you. Which you're probably already recognized. But here's what I want you to know. Jesus says that the scripture says man cannot live by bread alone. So you need, in other words, you can't live by your own independence. You can't live by what you feel. You need the word of God. That's pretty much what it's saying. So you can be led. So you will have direction. Now, in John 15:26, if you'll read that.
Okay. In King James. John 15:26 reads as follows. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, when the friend I plan to send you from the Father comes, the Spirit of truth issuing from the Father, he will confirm everything about me. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you don't mind if I share a little light on that, do you?
No, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jesus said, look here, I'm in agreement with it. Father's in agreement with it. And the Holy Spirit is going to be in agreement. Now, will you be in agreement with it?
All right, all right. Mm-hmm.
See, when you're being led by the Spirit, you're in agreement with the Father, the Son, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit. And guess what? They're going to talk about spiritual things.
Yeah.
Man, I wish you could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see it come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
He is called a Comforter. That's another name for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, look here, I'm going to send him in my name. So you see them two is agreement, right? There's agreement right there. The Comforter is coming. And he's going to come. And he's going to come. He's going to send him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, even the Spirit of Truth, that's what he's coming for. And he said he's going to come right from the Father. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to testify me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now here's the key. The 27th verse says, and ye also shall bear witness. You see all them three?
Yeah.
Now you're going to see if you're going to bear witness.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. And ye shall also bear witness because ye have been with me from the beginning.
Yeah.
So if you look at it like this, brothers and sisters, this part of God's plan, it's his plan that we be led by the Spirit, and it's his plan to know that you are to be in agreement with this going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as you be led, you're in agreement with I need some other scripture, but I wanted to move on because I'm expressing his relationship with the Father, and that's what I want you to see more than anything else, that the Holy Spirit is expressing its relationship with the Father. So over in Luke, grab my paper, it was Luke 4:18.
Okay, in King James, Luke 4:18 reads as follows. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal and the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance of the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it ain't for everybody to see, but I hope you can see this. God, Jesus called God Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See there? Now remember, Christ is Lord. But when there's all three in different positions, so he says, the Spirit of the Lord, not any kind of spirit, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to remove... Mm-hmm. Yeah, to recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So I want you all to see that all three was in operation. All three was in agreement.
Yeah. Amen.
So you have to be in agreement. Yeah, Lord, I want deliverance. Yes, Lord. Let your Spirit be on me. I want to hear the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are brokenhearted, your heart has to be into it, see?
Yeah.
So, So this expression, Lord, really reference to Christ or his spirit. But all three spirits are in agreement. Remember, God is a living spirit. So it's alive. But
yeah.
These three, they all is in this relationship. Now, I wish I could just really say what's really in my spirit to say. There's an awesome relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they ain't going to do nothing without each other. And then when they invite us to be part of whatever it is, the whole group is inviting us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So that means you have to be totally involved. Your physical body, your spiritual body, and your mental body. See, man is into three parts, too. He is a triune being. And he is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. Man is into three parts. All three parts have to become one and be in agreement with what God's word is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I read a scripture the other day. Until you seek God with your whole heart. Y'all didn't hear that yet, did you? With your whole heart. You can't leave out part of it. Your total man have to be in agreement or you won't see the things of God. You'll see bits and pieces and you'll admire it and you go, oh, man, that show looks great, man. That's nice. I mean, you'll see all this exciting stuff, but you won't be part of it. Unless your total man is in agreement with it, then you're going to go like, wow.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So, over in, I made mention of the scripture, so I might look it up. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11.
In the King James, it reads as follows. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, a number of you know from experience what I'm talking about. For not so long ago, you were on that list. Since then, you've been cleaned up and given a fresh start by Jesus, our Master, our Messiah, and by our God, present in us, the Spirit. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Yeah, see, God is involved. The Spirit is involved. Christ is involved. And then the writer goes on and says, you was involved. Ain't been too long ago. You remember what happened in your baptism of the Spirit? You forgot that quick?
Mm.
You're serving a living God. How I know that? Because 2 Corinthians 3:3 says that for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ. God see you as a written word, man, an epistle ministered to by us, written not with ink now, but with the Spirit of a living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God sees things. We need to see that same thing, that same way. Let's make it clear, brothers and sisters. Christ, he sees us as a written letter, as a living testimony. And the results of the Spirit being in us, when people see us, and make no mistake now, what the Holy Spirit is doing is the same thing that ink in that pencil will do to a piece of paper. Same thing.
Yeah.
And somebody will see the mark. Okay, you're a letter now. You're a letter. You're just like a letter. Somebody sit down and wrote a letter. He said, that's what you are. And the results of it is that you have become a light for the world to see by the Spirit of the living God.
Praise God.
And you read by everybody. Now, this will blow your mind right here before I leave.
Mm.
Better be careful because somebody reading that letter, and you're that letter.
Amen.
Somebody reading you. You may not even know it, but they reading you.
Yes, yes.